Welcome to Osteocast, where we talk all things osteopathy, functional anatomy, and movement. With your hosts, myself, Colby Brokel,
Amanda Boysen,
and Sarah Pucal.
Hello and welcome back to Osteocast. Myself, Sarah, and Colby are here recording today.
Hello.
How's everybody doing?
We are super excited to be starting off the new year. We've taken a break since December, and in that time frame, we've really kind of looked at where we want the podcast to go and some new content ideas and what that's going to look like. And so we're really excited for what this year is going to bring for you guys. And as always, we're always open to ideas, suggestions, tips, tricks, content you want to hear about. So please don't hesitate to reach out with any of that. This year in particular, we are really excited to be adding guests to the podcast. So if you know someone or you yourself would like to be a guest on the podcast, you can reach out to us on Instagram or Facebook, and we can get you set up with that and have a conversation. So leading into this year, we thought we would start off by setting some goals, some personal, professional, and business goals. So we are going to start that off. So do one of you guys want to start with your personal goal for the year?
Sure.
So sure.
Personal goal being like myself, we have a baby on the way in May, and really the only goal at this point in time is to do our best with that. I know, right? It's pretty wild times. But yeah, the only goal is to be involved with that and do our best with that and try and keep the rest of the world between the clinic and life happy, safe, and sound. So we'll see how that goes.
So exciting.
Really exciting. Congratulations, Colby.
Pretty crazy, man. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sarah, do you have a personal goal?
Yeah, so personal goal is to complete a triathlon this year. I have tried in previous years, and the universe has stopped me, aka spraining my ankle weeks before the actual event. So it's always fun to have something fitness to work towards, or at least I find that. So I'm going to kind of set that goal and pick a date this year to have that ready for. And there's a couple other courses as well that I've been working on that I really want to kind of hone in on and really settle in working on. Just working on some personal development.
When you say a triathlon, is it like a half or like a partial or like the full blown, the whole thing?
A full triathlon.
That's wicked, dude.
Have you registered for it yet?
No, I have not.
Ooh.
Ooh. No, it's been on my mind, and will kind of, you know, get me out swimming a bit more and just give me something to work towards.
That's pretty wicked.
So it's nice to have kind of a goal to work towards, I find, at least in every aspect, sure. Right?
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
That's very neat.
What about you, Amanda?
So my personal goal this year, I do have a couple, but in October, I started taking some Italian lessons, some courses. My husband, Jose, speaks Italian, and so we... my goal is to learn some of the language. He has family still in Italy. So that is one of my goals. And one of my other personal goals is to go on 2 vacations this year.
Woohoo. I love that for you.
So we do have a trip to England to visit some of Jose's family in the spring booked for a few weeks, which will be really exciting. And the other one we haven't talked about, so not sure where we're going to go or what we would like to do, but that is on the list of things.
That's awesome. I love it.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
vacation is so important, and important for it to be scheduled and actually taken, even if it's only a few days here and there. It's just, we all need vacation, which I know sometimes as self-employed practitioners, right? We don't always prioritize time off.
All right. So professional goals, I'll start this one off. One of my goals that I would like to do this year for professional growth is to read 4 osteopathic texts that I haven't read before. And to expand some of my learning to work more with special populations.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Love that. Great goal.
What kind of special populations?
So Sarah and I have been taking some craniosacral courses. And so thinking more about gearing that into like mothers, babies, potentially supporting people who are breastfeeding more. So understanding tongue ties and lactation stuff. That's kind of interest to me right now. I'm not quite sure how I want to go about learning those things, but I definitely want to understand some of that a little bit better so that I can better support families within my clinic. And I have a few children in my practice that have some diagnoses, and we've been working together for a little while, and I just would like to understand some of that stuff a little bit better. So
that's awesome.
Nice. Very cool. It's awesome too when you start getting these more challenging cases in the clinic that push you a little bit, right, to kind of look into new avenues and bring in new methods of treatment.
Mm-hmm. What about you guys?
For myself, like Amanda mentioned, we've been working on some cranial sacral therapy courses. So just really mastering these skills that we've been training in the last year and a half. Of course, with that, there comes lots of reading, lots of practice, lots of really trying to just master the skill and understand it a little bit deeper. So I would like to really hone in on that and really set that intention as one of my professional goals for myself.
Nice. That's good. Sounds like the common theme is going to be courses around the board and education, of course, which is for the most time what it should be. And I would be in the same boat. As far as professional development and education goes, there's a couple of things. As we always say, we're always working on things in clinic and trying to develop new ideas and thought processes. But course related wise, I've been doing a lot of studying in the last couple of years, similar to Sarah and Amanda, through the craniosacral side of things and biodynamic osteopathy. So I would like to get away to a course in that field this year if I can. Obviously, that will be determined based on my future family that's growing at this point in time, but that's the main course that I'd like to get away to go do. Secondly to that, in terms of text and content, I'd like to make sure that I'm going through a handful of material and then making sure that I'm creating notes and attempting to integrate and apply the information that I've consumed on paper, though, not just in the treatment room, but take some of those theories and ideas and then apply them to certain cases and patients and then write on paper what I'm doing, why I'm doing, and how that may make a change, just so that I can attempt to develop a framework around the information that I'm learning and using to come up with some sort of a strategy moving forward. And then the other thing professionally that we have going on is we purchased a building. So we'll be moving the clinic in about a year's time, just coming into the new year. So over the course of the year, we have to do a full gut and renovation on the space that we have so that we can move the clinic there in the future. So big 2023.
Very and big.
Will you be hiring for that gut, Colby?
No, we'll be doing most of the work ourselves. Some of the trades work we'll have to hire out, but for the most part, the renovation I'll do myself.
Nice. That's awesome. Big endeavors. Oh my goodness. You'll have a very busy year ahead of you, Colby.
Yeah, but I'm excited for it. It's going to be a good one. And what about the business goals for us? What do you guys have planned for business goals or some of the things that you've thought about in relation to business development?
So for me, from a business side of things, I want to better efficiently use our space as a whole. So currently we have three practitioners, myself included in that number, practicing out of a two-room clinic space. And there's not a lot of places to rent in our area commercially. So finding new spaces and expanding can be quite difficult. Gotcha. So we are trying to better utilize our space so that we can all work within the time parameters that we want to work. But sometimes that means one practitioner is working a morning shift and someone's working an afternoon shift. So utilizing the space more efficiently. I'm also trying to digitize everything within the business so that we are not, I mean, Jane does a really good job of that from a booking and receipt standpoint, but some of the other things that go along with running a business aren't always digitized. So trying to move more towards that with all my extra stuff. And then one of the other business goals I have is to create more of a team-centered approach with treatment. So currently we have team meetings weekly where we can review. We're reading Mary and Clark's Applied Anatomy right now. But in those meetings, we also review cases and different treatment forms. And then we also typically do a learning day with students and graduates in the area. So the last quarter of the last year, we didn't get one in just with time and work constraints and space. So we're trying to prioritize that more as well this year.
Nice. That's great, Amanda. Mm-hmm. And it'll feel so good too once you feel like your space is just, you know, utilizing as best as it can be, which sometimes takes time and trial and error to get to that point.
Mm-hmm. I think too, when you start running a business, you just start doing things because it's the way that you do them. And so this year, now that we're kind of settled in our space and our ways, is looking at all of those processes and making sure that they're efficient and they still serve us well. And if they don't, changing them to make sure that they're efficient.
Yeah. Trying to optimize what you have, right? That's awesome.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also mentioned that you guys have weekly meetings and you guys are regularly doing some sort of education as a team, whether you guys are doing a book review or reviewing patient notes. Is this something you guys have been doing for a long time, or is it a relatively new thing that you're bringing in this year?
So last year, I would say it happened very more so sporadically. We always had a kind of a day or time that we would meet, but it was kept kind of informal. And this year, we are definitely turning it into something more formal where there's an agenda, we stay on track. It's only an hour. So we don't, you know, if we get off topic, it's really easy to get off topic. So, and these things range anywhere from like osteopathy topics to how to use Jane better, like bringing in new practitioners. I'm realizing that there's a lot of things I know about Jane that they have no idea about, or I'm teaching them as we go. So trying to make sure the things that I know or how I do things is actually transferring to them as well, because I've obviously found they're more efficient. So it could really be anything business related to myself or them within those meetings.
Oh, that's awesome. That's good. Mm-hmm. It's always so difficult as a clinician to take on the business side of things and have a focus on both. So I'm proud of you and envious of you for that.
Thank you. You're being very kind.
That little grunt at the start really sells it.
What about yourself, Colby?
So for the business side of things for us, I realize that in my professional and business goals, they have similar circumstances. One is, of course, the development of the new building or the clinic space. and coming up with ideas to improve the energy or the vibe in quotation marks of the space that we have from what we currently have. I just want to make sure that the clinic space stays warm and cozy, but also has a very inviting feeling to promote the mindset of getting your body healthier to be in a better place. So that's a big thing for the business this year, is basically redoing the physical space that we practice in. Currently in clinic, I have two other osteopaths and then a massage therapist with us. And we just brought one of the other osteopaths on, George, and things are going very well so far. But we do want to work towards growth for him. He's a relatively new osteopath, so we're working to improve his understanding of osteopathy, but also to improve his patient load and his care of patients. So that's a big thing for us this year, is developing the practitioners who are joining us and helping them become part of the team. And then secondly, similar to Amanda, but more so on a monthly basis with my team, making sure that we're doing some group education. So we started it's called Slack, but a Slack group where we all have discussions and go back and forth on some of the things we're working on, whether it's a particular patient or a course or something we've read or an article, where we share that information and we'll discuss what we've read and how we may use it or apply it. So just an ongoing conversation that can be done on a daily basis kind of thing, so that we're all learning, educating each other and sharing information. And then the other big thing for the business for us this year anyways, is moving towards more of a, I'm going to call it a team-centered approach, but I want to, our patients, when one of us is away, I know that Jeff, one of our other osteopaths, is going to be having a child shortly, and then I'm in the same boat. So one of the goals is to have our patients comfortable going from practitioner to practitioner when necessary. Obviously, we do want to have a treatment plan and some continuity with care with a patient and a practitioner, but I also want them to be comfortable going from practitioner to practitioner, knowing that we can all help them in clinic just for when things like this come up, of course, when we're going to have some time off and not be in clinic. So I think that's a big deal and a big importance for me as well. As far as how we're planning to do that is just, honestly, is to start doing it. We have to just start, if one of us is going to be away, then instead of booking patients a week or two down the road, is booking them next week if they need the patient, if they need the treatment next week with the practitioner that's available, and just making sure that all of us in conversation are on the same page as far as how we're helping patients.
So important. We've started doing some of that, or have done that over the last year with me and I only had one other person in the office then, and it did work out really, really well, but it does involve communication and making sure that your notes that are in place, everybody's just understanding, so they can take an opportunity to read through what's there leading into care. And then as a practitioner is handing off that patient, just making sure that everything is clear from your perspective prior to that. So continuity of care is just really seamless for clients.
Absolutely. I like it.
And sometimes clients, the clients need to know, right, that you guys share notes and it's kind of one file for the client, so they don't feel like they're starting over with somebody new.
Mm-hmm.
For myself, a business goal that I'm working towards is just understanding the finances behind business a little bit better. It's sometimes you can look away when you have a bookkeeper, an accountant, and other people working for you. So just understanding on a greater level kind of what is involved, just from a budget standpoint, from how much money goes in and out through the business, and just a few other factors, which I guess becomes a little more personal, but to do with the business, on investing and what would work best for the savings of the business, which down the road would be my retirement money.
Fun.
Yeah, so just kind of getting that all sorted, especially now that we're 5 years into practice, so we've been doing this for a little while now. Our clinics are relatively established. So just understanding that a little bit more would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
From a business perspective, I do have to say I was so worried about kind of the move and reestablishing myself this past year in a new city. So now that I'm starting to feel a little bit more settled, I can start to think more big picture again. But that was a little bit hard for me to do kind of prior to now. So I feel like I need a little bit more time just to kind of really think about what I want. And I'd like to grow the business, but figuring out what that looks like.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
We were having that conversation over the weekend too, just about how as a practitioner who also owns a business, your focus is always, you know, treatment and in the clinic, but you really can never step away from the business side of things when it's your business, because you're the only person that understands every aspect of it. And even though you might not be perfect at it, you need to know when to ask questions when something doesn't look right, and pull on those resources, whether that be bookkeepers, accountants, lawyers, whatever that is, to make sure that things are being done the way they need to be done.
Definitely. And kind of how we've all been talking, like everyone has a lot going on. Yeah, definitely level of understanding, and just it's great to set goals, just like we've discussed today, or just ideas out loud, because it does help implement them, keeps you accountable, and time flies. So if you don't have kind of those goals to reflect on weekly to make sure that you're kind of going in the path you'd like to go towards, and even if that changes, that's not a big deal. But time does fly, so if we don't have that some type of draft, if you will, then you might not kind of complete what you've been looking for, and then the years fly.
Exactly. But when you talk more about wanting to learn about investing and long-term side of the business too, it's just super important to make sure you understand how you can leverage the business the best to work for you and yourself and your goals.
Absolutely.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and it's something, at least for myself, that, you know, you don't get – I wasn't taught this, so just kind of trying to understand it better, but also utilizing those professionals that know more is the way to do it, I think, or at least a stepping stone initially. Awesome. Well, we got our first podcast back for 2023.
Very exciting times. Happy to be back.
Wishing everyone a very successful year ahead. I know we're looking forward to it. Lots of fun things going on. You know, making time to see friends as we did this past weekend. We got all together, which was wonderful.
It was so nice.
First time probably in 6 months at least.
I think that's the first time us and all of our spouses have ever been together in one place.
True. Yes.
Yes, that is for sure all three couples in one
spot. Sometimes it's hard to – wow, that's wild.
Considering we've all known each other since what, 2016? Oh, was it 20 – no, we started in 2014.
We started in 2014, yeah.
Crazy. Whoa.
Time flies.
Crazy.
Thank you for tuning in to the podcast today. We'll wrap this up. As always, you can find us on Instagram at osteocast_ and on Facebook at osteocast. And we look forward to more episodes and sharing more with you in the coming months and weeks.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great one. All righty.